they'd go over yonder in Africa, deep of men would, and buy them niggers, a man and a woman, a pair, and then they'd bring them up here to the United States and sell them. Northern people and sell them to the southern people. Just like you would bring a pair of mules and selling a pair of mules to a farmer.
Mm-hmm.
And these niggas would stay there and work on the farm after these fellas at the border. And they lived there, and they generally went by the name of that man that bought them.
Mm-hmm.
They'd call him them nigger. Say, I was to buy them a nigger, a pair of them, and they're working for me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they'd go by the name of the Marston niggers.
Mm-hmm.
And this, after my grandpa got old, why, one of these niggers, this nigger woman died.
Mm-hmm.
And this man had a right to three the niggers, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And,
when was that?
That was way back
in the slavery time.
That was way back before I can remember.
There was a war, you know?
Yeah, that was a civil war.
Uh-huh.
That is what it is over for.
Mm-hmm.
They sold the northern and brought them niggas down here in the south and sold them, just like mules all around through the country. And after that is called in, the government got in behind it. And that's what that civil war was for her, was to free the niggers.
Mm-hmm.
And then a lot after the niggers were freed, there might have been a few went back to Africa, but they wouldn't go. They stayed mm-hmm. here. And they started over here with a boat full of them niggers, and they found it out, and now I don't know just what I was told, but said they'd unloaded a lot of them niggers right out there in the ocean. Run them out in there in that ocean, drowned them.
It's time to stop the mountain lord. They all shot a bunch of niggers, all it was men that had to shoot them.
So that's when this rock wall was built then?
Yeah.
By some of those?
It's down yonder on the creek now. There's a rock wall there, and I guess it's that high.
About 4 feet?
Something like that. And it's made out of big rock.
Uh-huh.
And rocks piled up on top of them. And that's to keep the creek from getting back out into the bottom.
Getting back out to the what?
Into them bottoms in the fields. Down there on that creek, they have that creek bottom, you know. Fields that level right next to the creek, you know.
Uh-huh.
And when that creek gets up, when you get out in them bottoms, you know.
Uh-huh.
A lot of times, if you got corn in there, it'll wash your corn down.
And what?
Wash the corn down on the ground.
Uh-huh.
If it's got ears on it, that corn will rot. And you see, you just lost that crop.
Yeah. Is that good land?
Yeah, it's good land.
What other kinds of land do you have for growing things?
Well, we have what you call ridge land. Now this land here is what you call ridge land.
Ridgeland?
Upland.
Upland, whatever you want to call it. But the bottom that's down on these creeks is called the creek bottom.
Uh-huh. Is ridgeland good?
Yeah.
Good.
A lot of it's good land. A lot of it's better than this bottom land on the creek.
Uh-huh.
But that creek gets up lots of times. It washes that top soil off.
Uh-huh.
A lot of times you're down to the rocks.
What do you